Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
Now, Rudy Giuliani, let's get to this, because he goes on Fox and Friends this morning, and he's got a medical assessment.
Yes, he does. Dr. Giuliani was in the house. He actually made the crew at Fox and Friends really uncomfortable when he was talking about this. So he was asked if Trump lowered the bar too much by going after Biden's mental faculties, basically. The point being, and you brought this up, I think, yesterday, Jamie, the point being, as long as Joe Biden doesn't stroke out on stage, it'll be seen as a win.
Mm-hmm.
And is it the Trump campaign and Trump himself who have set the bar that low?
Well, I was blaming Scott yesterday, and yeah. You sort of.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Rudy Giuliani talked about it this morning on
Rudy.
Fox and Friends.
The man has dementia. There's no doubt about it.
Time out.
Coming
it's
in
not just
hot.
Talking about what he has to do to win. No, he just goes for the jugular right out of the gate.
The man has dementia. There's no doubt about it. I've talked to doctors. I've had them look at 100 different tapes of his 5 years ago and today.
The Biden people say he's fine.
He can't recite the Pledge of Allegiance and he's fine.
Now, see, Ducey there is just doing his gig, right? He's doing his job. He's saying, well, they say he's fine.
Right.
Well, of course they do. But instead of saying, of course they do, what was that for me? That was incredible.
Whoa, I'm so surprised.
The Biden people say he's fine.
He can't recite the Pledge of Allegiance and he's fine. He was in the Senate for 160 years. I mean, he can't do the prologue to the Constitution of the United States or the Declaration of Independence, any of them. He can't do numbers. Wow, are the numbers screwed up? He actually displays symptoms that two gerontologists told me are classic symptoms of middle-level dementia.
I was getting checked myself.
Right. Are you sure that wasn't the diagnosis they came in the waiting room for you?
Okay.
Yeah, Deuce is just sort of squirming in his chair, all while Rudy continues to say that Joe's senior moments are classic signs of a serious problem.
Well, that's a classic symptom. And the DSM-5 is the fifth symptom of dementia. He's got 8 of the 10.
Ducey's diving under the desk.
He's like, oh, that's, want to be clear, that's just that's just his opinion.
No, it's not my opinion.
No, I'm talking to doctors. Rudy's out there beating the bushes. He's talking to doctors, and they're all saying Joe has dementia.
Oh, yeah. I just like the sound effect. God dang it.
Whoa.
Where did that come from?
Peaceful protests again, David.
Well, yeah, mostly peaceful, right, where they're threatening to assault people. But it's mostly peacefully threatening to assault, I suppose. I like how
mostly peaceful. I mean, there's some burning.
Yeah.
Things are on fire.
One interesting story coming out of Louisville from last night during the ongoing protest. First Unitarian Church of Louisville opened up its doors and offered its property as a safe haven to protesters who would otherwise be arrested after the curfew started at 9 o'clock last night. So WFPL's Ryan Van Velzer talked to one of the members of the church who had said, well, this at the time.
Is this the kick the white people?
Yes.
Our purpose in offering sanctuary to folks here this evening is to provide a safe space of love and compassion in the service of justice.
Well, and then...
That's a Unitarian church.
Yes.
Then everybody, I don't care what you... Just come in. Right?
They had a nice spread going on. They had a like snack table out there. They were offering people, again, sanctuary to prevent them from being arrested. And as you heard that lady say, we want to offer love and peace and harmony. Well, here's what happened a little bit later outside of the church.
Get the out! All you want to leave! All you white leave! I don't want to be
All you white mother bleepers leave. I will beat your bleep.
Hmm.
You can feel the love.
So you've got white people that are kind of on your side, right?
Yeah, well, they have a Black Lives Matter banner hanging outside of the church, and as I understand it, have had that up for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I've seen from video evidence, there are a lot of white people part of the protests and unrest in Louisville, right?
Yes, the dirty white kids.
But if you are white, you still need to get out.
Mm-hmm.
So even though you're on our side, if you're Black Lives Matter, we still know you're still an enemy. Is that what we're to learn from this?
That's what I'm hearing.
Don't know if you've noticed, but in our country right now, tension's running a little high.
I just got a notification that Ruth Bader Ginsburg died! Could this year get any
Okay, relax! It's going to be okay.
You know, as this week drags along and it's only Tuesday, but I am starting to really believe that we have not even begun to scratch the surface when it comes to figuring out the depths of the mental health crisis our country is facing.
And you're not talking about from the pandemic.
No, I'm talking people are unhinged right now.
What people in particular?
The left right now. I mean, I know that'll be a...
Yeah, everybody, I think you're accurate.
Everybody loves to talk about... Everyone loves to talk about this group of QAnon supporters as a real danger to the country, but oh my gosh, man, the reactions from the left to the... They're mad at Ruth Bader Ginsburg for dying, one, and they're mad at Republicans for saying, yeah, it looks like we got the votes, we're going to go through with replacing Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Well, yeah, and to your point about mad at her for dying...
You just had to make it to 2021!
That's true. Yes. Well, but you know what I haven't heard much about? Is anyone mad at her for not letting the seat be filled when Obama was still president?
Right.
She had it. She had that option, right. And people were even pressuring her to do it at the time. She wanted to be under a female president. She wanted to quit then, retire, and it was going to be great. That's the way she wanted to go out.
I didn't realize the Reaper was conservative.
I guess so.
Apparently he is.
New research out that says people feel happier being with friends than their spouses or family.
Now, I'm not surprised.
I spent most of my weekend with family this weekend.
How was it?
I had my granddaughters. Went to a Halloween store.
No, wait, was it better than hanging out with your friends? Was it happier? Had a better time?
I always have a good time with them, but
okay.
You know, I don't know if it's the same. Weird because now if you'd asked me this 7 years ago, I would have said, no, heck, hanging with my friends, of course.
Right.
Because we can drink and smoke.
But you don't do those things.
No,
since your heart
now
attacks.
It's like, well, you know, yes. Now you just hang with family.
This is, you know, a lot of people, their reaction to this story is, well, yeah, I didn't need research to tell me that.
Right.
But when you dig a little deeper, what they found out was a lot of times the key is, what are you doing together? Because when you're with your friends, you're usually doing something that's more fun, more enjoyable.
Yeah, that's true.
Family, it can be chores, it can be things you have to do, conversations you have to have. You know, it could be the care of a parent. It could be all sorts of different things. So sometimes when people just off the top of their head, they're like, yeah, it's happier when I'm with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the reason. You know, you just find this interesting. That what if you tried to do more things that were fun with family the way you do friends? There's a problem. Because sometimes your own interest doesn't line up with other family members,
no.
But a lot of times the friends you have, the reason you're friends is because of a common interest. That's just the way it goes down. By the way, there's two people on the show that found out if your common interest is kicking back a few, once you quit, those friendships die quickly.
Yeah. I'm down to like two friends. I did have 200.
Yep, now it's just me and David.
Yeah, when the beer was flowing, buddy.
Yes, sir.
There's an elephant in the room. That belongs to them.
Could this year get any
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.